On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Yes, welcome back. Great to have your company. Questions without notice time. Always a highlight of the show for mine, Volcano. Now, you and I are just keeping the chairs warm at the moment when it comes to summer breakfast. We'll get to your role in that in a moment because we've got an exciting facelift, of course. But it starts February 28 when Gary Lyon and Nathan Buckley sit in these chairs for Gary and Bucks, which leads me to my first question with zero notice for you. Who on earth is going to host the IMAR quiz on a Monday? Will it be Gary, a noted and self-proclaimed quiz hater, or Bucks, an AFL Hall of Famer, reading out quizzes on a radio program? Who is going to be reading the quiz? Or will it be a third party piloted in so they both don't have to do it?
I reckon they'll pilot in a third party.
So that's Trentos. He's coming in.
Trent's in. I don't get to listen to Gary and Tim, unfortunately, because I'm on radio at the same time. Who usually hosts the quiz? It must be a Tim quiz.
It is a Tim thing, and Tim's happy to take it on amid fierce criticism from Gary on an almost daily basis.
Honestly, it's one of the highlights hosting the quiz. I like to see the questions.
I like your Richter scale rating of it.
Yeah, I like the suite of prizes that we give away. It's just perfect before 7 to get you fired up for the working day. So I love the quiz.
Now
I think they'll fly in a third party.
Trent's just warming up his best sale of the century voice. But just before you fire one at me, I wanted to ask you about Kane and Kingy on a Friday. Now, Joshy Jenkins here last week termed it Fireball Friday. Have you got a name that you like?
Well, just clean a couple up on a Friday.
I think he thinks you're going to just set fire to everything on a Friday, you two.
No, I don't think. I think it's perfect leading into the weekend of footy. I don't think there's anyone that analyses the game from a media point of view better than Kingy, but also we've got some differing views on the way that the game is played. So I don't think we'll be afraid to have a good debate and a good argument at times and get the audience involved. So got to catch up and work out how the show is going to look and sound. But I'm excited about it. Nothing better than talking sport with the great people of Melbourne and into Adelaide as well on a Friday. So should be good. I think we're kicking off Friday week.
Yes, that's correct. And I had to laugh at Tim's statement that was released by SN saying, with some encouragement, he's sure you'll passionately discuss the game, just with some gentle prodding. For those asking, Tim is coming back. He's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with Gary. Normal service resume there. Just a different lineup on the Monday and on the Friday with Kane and Kingy. A bit of Fireball Friday.
Yeah, we'll get stuck into that one. Sammy, for you, question without notice. Who wins the Big Bash and do you care?
I care. Do I care? No, I care. Of course I care. But it's been a long season. We say the same thing every year. Gee whiz, it's been a long season. I think if the Scorchers have only lost three games for the year, they got Mitch Marsh absolutely taking the P155, although we will speak to Adam Voges in a moment. Hopefully his hamstring's okay because he didn't field in that game on the weekend and some concerns. He gave a little tweak while batting, but he's seeing them like beach balls, like watermelons and everything else at the moment. They are absolutely flying. So they are the raging favourite, but your Strikers, fairy tale.
They're coming right at the right time, but the Scorchers are 15% better than any other team. So I know on any given day, 10-20 things can happen.
But, and it would be nice for them to play some matches at home, which they haven't been able to do. You know what?
Which makes it better as well. So they win it. One more for you. Man City's 9 points clear on top of the EPL table. Home?
Well, I'd love to say no, but I fear it's yes. So Liverpool are second. They're 9 points in arrears, but albeit the Reds have a game in hand, and you'd never count them out. They're going to come with a rush at some point, but we're already 23, 22 matches into the season. So there's not a lot of time there. Liverpool have just dropped a few games. They've got 6 draws on the season now. But I'd love to say it's not over, and it's not. But Man City in absolute pole position. They dropped some points at the weekend, but they've been absolutely on a tear at the moment, Kane. Have Pep Guardiola's men? Did the BBL miss a trick by not allowing Steve Smith to play for the Sixers? They blocked that request, and Steve Smith could not play. I want to ask Adam this as well.
I was trying to read about this over the weekend. There was a Tom Morris wrote a really long and lengthy article on Fox Sports about the reasons why, and I still don't understand why Steve Smith was.
It read as though the other teams had blocked it.
I can't, if anyone can explain it to me, 1-300-736-736, join in as well. Line's available if you want to have your say. I couldn't work it out.
Were they late on the request or something? Because Nathan Lyon played.
There's some sort of, whether you're a contracted player or whether you, honestly, as I said, I can't work it out. So if you can explain it to me, do it. But I've loved the BBL in the last few days because Kawaja's back, Head and Carey's back, Nathan Lyon is back.
That's what it needs.
Get your best players playing, whatever that takes. Now, for the own cricket body to block Steve Smith from not playing is completely ridiculous, and I haven't heard anyone that agrees with the decision. I heard Nathan Lyon speak.
He called it a joke, and he's
calling his own employer a joke. Like, so he said, I don't know what ramifications will be after I've said this, but Gilchrist was saying the same, and everyone's saying the same. So if you can explain it to me, I'm happy to hear it, but what a ridiculous situation. You can't have one of the best players playing in a competition that desperately needs it.
I think the fine print was they didn't include him on their list of players in time or something like that.
Please.
But just surely they can just say, all right, we'll let him play. I mean, come on. Are we going to be that nitpicky?
There's been some COVID theatre, right, over the last couple of years, like not being able to high five and things like that, and AFL players not allowed to put their arms around each other to sing the team song after they've spent 2 hours tackling each other. Like, the COVID theatre in the last couple of years has been ridiculous. If you've got one for us, an example of COVID theatre, send it through. But Alex Carey and Travis Head having to be in a different change room to their teammates, That's the top of COVID theatre of what I've seen in the last couple of years. Can we move on from this? Like, they're sharing a different change room because they're not going to spread COVID. They're out on the same field together, coming together after a wicket's taken. Ridiculous, Sammy. We've got to start moving on, don't we?
I know Josh Jenkins is the NFL expert. He's glued to the box. In fact, he's sending messages to us in the wrong WhatsApp group. He's so carried away with himself. But I'll ask you, the 49ers ended the Packers season yesterday. All sorts of conjecture around the future of Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Have we seen the last of him in a Green Bay shirt? Done.
No, he's gone. He's one of the great sporting divas, Aaron Rodgers. He wasn't going to come back last year and hosting Jeopardy and the anti-vax stuff. He's on an island. But someone will have him. My Denver Broncos need a quarterback. There's a couple of teams that need a quarterback, so I don't think he'll be at the Packers. But I want to know. There's a massive story unfolding right now in front of us. Now, if you like to watch the NFL later on replay, if you're at work, just turn the radio down for a second. This could be Tom Brady's last ever game. Like, they're getting smashed
20-3 at the moment
at home by the LA Rams. Tom Brady's 44. He's got no weapons. I think it might be coming to an end a bit quicker than some would have thought. So big story unfolding right now.
In regards to Steve Smith, Greg says he wasn't on the list of players, Kane. End of story. Simple rule is a rule, says Sam. He simply didn't have a contract where all the other Australian test players did, I think he's saying.
Bend the rules.
Clubs aren't going to let the opposition parachute an uncontracted player in just for finals. And so on and so on. Is Stephen Smith on the list? Is it as simple as Richmond not being able to play Alex Rance in a final now that he's off the list?
Competition needs it. Get your best players playing whatever way you can.
Mm. Ash Barty, is it hers to lose, the Australian?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I've never heard BP speak more confidently about her chances. Now, she's just in control of her game. I don't think that there's no Serena, there's no one that can really take the tournament away from her, and the draw is favourable. Osaka going out helped. She looks so comfortable. So yeah, absolutely, it's hers to lose.
You're flying until you're not though at the Open, though, aren't you? Like, it could come to a sudden.
You are a little bit.
You have an off day.
When you're the world's best and you're in control of your game like you are at the moment, and the whole crowd's behind you, it's going to take something pretty extraordinary to knock her off.
And hopefully with the whole crowd being behind her, that helps, because it's been seen as a hindrance in the past, particularly for Australian players at the home Grand Slam, that weight of expectation, quote unquote. But hopefully this is the year for Ash Barty. I don't think we need to go down the path of we haven't won it, had a female winner since when? 78, I think it might have been. Chrissy O'Neill, was it 78? It was on grass anyway.
How old were you in 78?
Wasn't born.
No, I didn't think you were.
No, it was on the turf. So very different era. Right, we'll need to get to a break because this time the news headlines are upon us and this time I'm not going to miss them, Kay, but we'll continue with questions without notice on the other side of that. Some wildly differing opinion on the Steve Smith situation here, Kay. What sport can you play finals when you don't play qualifying, when you don't meet qualifying requirements? Why make the finals with players then go home? What message is that? It's from Freddie in Torquay. And then this one. Boys, the Big Bash would be the worst comp in the country at the moment, says Dale. The fact they have not let Smith play could actually be the demise of the comp in 2 to 3 years. Hmm. Cricket Australia need an overhaul before it's too late.
It wasn't the reason that he wasn't part of the roster was because there was one day game scheduled that were cancelled. So there's some mitigating circumstances around that. And to have Carey and Head and Lyon and Khawaja, everyone else come back, I would have thought it's good enough. The game needs star players. That's what builds good competitions. That's what this era of the Big Bash has missed, and it's been much better since those players have come back. So it's ridiculous, whatever way you look at it.
So we'll ask Adam Voges this from the Perth Scorchers in a moment. We'll get the opposition's point of view anyway. And Adam might choose to play a straight bat to it, pardon the pun, but we'll fire it at him nonetheless. Half-time in the NFL, by the way. LA Rams 20, Tampa Bay 3. Off the text, they were warning for you from Vince in Brisbane, never write off Tom Brady.
I know.
Well, we won't be on air if the comeback if the comeback takes place anyway, so you'll be safe. You'll be safe, Kane, and off air. Now, there was a question I was going to ask you that's just slipped my mind. Here we go. The Winter Olympics are coming up quick. How's this? Some Australian athletes will take, and they won't be on their own here, there'll be US, Dutch, Canadian, British Olympic teams, they will take burner phones to China. Such is the concern over safety and cyber security at the Winter Olympics in China, of course, in Beijing. So they're telling these athletes, well, it's personal choice, but they're advising them, leave your personal electronic devices at home, use a burner or a temporary phone and laptop instead. They're basically saying that it should be assumed, the US Olympic and Paralympic Committee are telling their athletes that it should be assumed that every text, email and every online visit and application access can be monitored or compromised. Take a burner.
Take a burner phone. I've never had a burner phone.
Me either. What do you mean? Not for all your sort of rogue tweeting?
No, well, what's it called when you have a burner Twitter account, isn't it?
There's like a secret profile?
A couple of athletes that have been exposed by having a couple of Twitter accounts. A burner, Kevin Durant, I think, famously had a separate Twitter account that he accidentally tweeted from. That's not ideal, is it? I mean, the technology to monitor
different
all
world.
Of that, I can't get my head around it. But will you get into it, the Winter Olympics? Time zone hurts a little bit.
No, it doesn't. Time zone's all right, isn't it? Hang on.
Time zone's all right, is
what's
it?
What's the time in Beijing? I think the time zone's pretty good, to be honest. There might be a couple of, I'm thinking
I'm
of
all
the,
in
5:35 a.m. So 3 hours, 3 hours behind us at the moment. So, yeah, it won't be too bad. I've got a curiosity when it comes to the Winter Olympics.
Tobogganing, snowboarding.
Oh, the skeleton. Like we interviewed.
Figure skating. Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of the figure skating. So I'm all in.
The figure skating. I never took you as a figure skating.
No,
fan.
Well, not usually, but one of those. It's like the Olympics. One of those sports that you watch every.
A Torval and Dean sort of fan from yesteryear.
What was the Will Ferrell movie as well? Blades of Glory. Great movie. Blades of Glory. I'm all in on the Winter Olympics. 0433981116. Get involved this morning, joining the conversation with us. But plenty
the downhill. It's all about the downhill, the slalom.
Yeah. They're just the courage that these athletes have. I mean, you've got to be born a little bit crazy, don't you? Some of those ski jumping events as well. The one where you fly down and you try and jump the longest distance.
Yeah.
The name of that escapes me at the moment. But, absolute freak. So I'll be all in.
Rightio, ice hockey getting a few mentions off the text as well. So we're here for Kogan. Make the switch to a great value credit card and Garage Doors Redefine, 4ddoors.com.au. We're going to have a chat to the Perth Scorchers coach, Adam Voges. He's just kicking back at the moment, smoking the pipe, Kano. His team are in the Big Bash final on Sunday. So we'll get the latest from Adam right after this.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.